just out of interest, who does pick the pretty girls for your videos? I mean, is that you or what?
Yeah, it is me. It's almost like casting for like a movie, I suppose.
Right.
So you just kind of find the person who you think's most suitable to the role.
Right. Sure. Does it help that she's insanely attractive as well? Is there acting talents that you've got her in the video for?
No, because you know what? You've got to try and work out from talking to them,
right,
if they're going to be all right doing certain scenes.
I know.
Sure, yeah.
And
yeah.
I've seen those certain scenes, and I'm telling you, that is not something I want to be watching with my mother.
Dude, are you all for a job swap? Because I think you'd be really good on the radio.
That'd
be great.
Let me tell you right now, Nathan, he could not do what you do in that movie with any young ladies.
No, I couldn't. I'll tell you, if I did, the song would have to be just 30 seconds long. That would ruin the whole thing. You wouldn't get anywhere near as much royalties or anything. It'd be terrible.
You know what's funny? It's like when we did that scene, I turned around to the director. I was like, "So what we're going to do? Like, oh, do you want us to do certain shot? Do you want us to do like certain
He's trying to say position without saying position. Yeah, that's amazing. Position.
No, but do you know what I mean? He's like, do you want to tell us what to do? He's like, no, just go for like 15 minutes and we'll just shoot round two. I was like, 15 minutes?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. The thing is,
I'm really impressed. It is a great video.
The idea for the video, did that come from you know, did you have that idea or do you go to a team of people who go, this is what we think the video should be?
No, it came from me. So, write the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
Absolutely.
It's an idea that I was kind of working with. I kind of talked to the director and I was like, here's what I'm thinking. And he came back, he's like, what about doing this? What about doing this? What about doing this? I was like, yeah, that's really cool. I don't like that, like that, like that. So it's like very much a collaborative effort.
Oh, that's great. It's a great video. Suits the song brilliantly. We chatted a few weeks back and by then I'd not seen the video. Now I've seen it. The song is a song that gets into your head and then it sits there and I find myself, I know when a song's really good because when I wake up in the morning it's going around in my head and I seem to have been dreaming singing the song. Do you know what I mean? And your song's become one of those songs for me.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I think it's really, really good.
It is brilliant.
And G-Eazy on it, that adds a little twist that people aren't maybe expecting from you.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think G-Eazy is someone that people would have expected, especially on my debut album, that I would have kind of pulled out the hat, I suppose. Because I think obviously when I did Over and Over Again with Ariana, everyone was like, oh, okay, they've done a song together. Yeah. Like they know each other from before, what. And then obviously with G-Eazy, it was a bit unexpected, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, no disrespect to Ariana in any way whatsoever, but this, I think, is by far your best song.
Oh, thank you.
It's out on Friday, which is Friday the 13th.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
How do you feel about it? Did you pick the date yourself?
I mean, it's not the most ideal. I'm still used to releasing songs on Sundays. When they were like, the 13th, I was like, yeah, Sunday 13th, all right, cool. And then I realised it's Friday 13th, which wasn't my best moment.
It'll be fine. Maybe not. Do you know what? I think it's going to do brilliantly. I genuinely do.
I hope so.
There is another thing I need to ask you. First of all, how are you coping with jet setting off around the world all the time? Does it actually tie you down? The reason I ask is because we keep up with you on Twitter, and it's the only thing as paupers can do. We just look at other people flying around the world.
And
we share their pictures like we've been there.
Yeah.
And you are just all over the place at the moment.
Oh, cheers. I'm loving it. I think to kind of travel around the world to sing a bit and talk about music, it's not too hard. I think the only thing that kind of gets you is when you get a bit jet lagged, and then you just go and find the corner and sleep when you can. But apart from that, I'm absolutely
hang a do not disturb sign around your neck for a bit and just go, leave me alone, everybody. The other question I've got to ask you is, did you find the car? Because I noticed the other day that you, in fact, was it a couple of days ago? The car had gone missing. What's that all about?
Yeah, my car had gone missing. They couldn't find it anywhere. And I'm like, oh, brilliant. It wasn't the most ideal moment. I was like, so you've managed to lose my car?
Someone else had lost you. Because we've all done that thing. Well, I'd say I'm speaking for me and probably me alone. I've done that thing where you go out, you park your car somewhere, and then you go off, you have a great time. And then the next day you go, where did I park that? Yeah. And I thought maybe Nathan's had one of those where he's been away for a couple of days, he's come back, and then he's gone. And the car park, there was definitely a coloured flag somewhere.
There was, yeah. It was quite awkward, really. But then found it eventually, and then headed back to Gloucester quite nicely.
That's amazing. I'm sorry, Mr. Sykes, we've lost your car.
Literally, that's exactly what they said. And I was like, so what am I going to do?
What do we do now? They bought out the company roller skates and went, there you go.
You'll be
fine. Give us a few days, we'll get
back
to you.
One of those little metal scooters that you used to have when you were a kid.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Just put it in your rucksack that we'll give you away and bring it back in a couple of days. Listen, mate, all the very best with the tune. How do you feel about it? Because Pete just said it, and when he said it, I kind of winced a little bit. But I have to agree with him. I think it's the best song you've done so far.
Thank you.
Not necessarily because, and this will sound really stupid, but because it's the best song so far, because it took us all by surprise. Whereas, you know, the stuff you did before demonstrated your vocal abilities brilliantly. But this one's really made people go, oh, Nathan Sykes?
Yeah. I tell you what it is. It's that bit that goes, diddle-diddle-do. And then it goes on. That's a bit that gets in my head. That's admittedly, the way I just did it is different to the way that you do it.
To be fair, I did just have to think what bit of the song that was.
Yeah, you would have to. To my ear, that sounded perfect. No. To my ear, I am you.
Yeah. That's why you're making the records and Pete's not, if I'm absolutely honest. But, mate, listen, it's great to chat to you. It always is.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Keep enjoying what you do and all the very best with the song. And seriously, it's just a date at the end of the day. Friday the 13th, don't worry about it too much.
Absolutely.
Mate, all the best, pal.
Cheers, guys.